Sardines, shade maps, and a correction worth making explicit. Several stories on the day's board resisted easy categorization but earned their place. A sardine scarcity driven by viral TikTok food content illustrated the fragility of supply chains calibrated for steady, predictable demand. The HN discussion framing it as a case study in how brittle modern logistics actually are beneath their apparent efficiency. Shade mapping application using real-time sun position and elevation data to show exactly where shadows will fall at any given time was noted as the kind of tool that seems obvious in retrospect and did not exist 5 years ago. An Eclipse webcam aggregator collected feeds from cameras positioned along the 2026 Eclipse path into a single navigable page. And a specific compound in certain psilocybe mushroom species was identified as producing Lilliputian hallucinations, perceptions of tiny people, with unusual consistency, described in the thread as both scientifically interesting and a genuinely odd sentence to encounter in a research context. Google's Pixel Watch 5 generated 299 comments focused less on the hardware, incrementally improved battery life and health sensing, than on Google's commitment to multi-year software support, a recurring concern for Pixel buyers. Flutter 3, 47 dropped with improvements to web compilation and native interop that the Flutter community found substantive. Penpot's three-stroke problem documented an elegant rendering challenge. How to correctly handle the intersection of three strokes in a vector graphics engine, the kind of problem that appears trivial until implementation reveals its complexity. A correction from a previous episode, in May, the show stated as fact that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. That claim was wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and far from any Ukrainian-controlled territory, no such attacks occurred. The error was acknowledged explicitly rather than quietly retired. Getting things wrong under the pressure of fast-moving events is a known risk. Being transparent about it when the mistakes surface is the appropriate response. The connective thread across the day's coverage, as the hosts framed it in closing, was the relationship between foundations and futures. The SQLite bug survived 16 years inside assumed solid infrastructure. The Principia Mathematica piece argued that century-old theoretical foundations are more current than most engineers recognize. The IBM PC anniversary and Tim King's passing were reminders that the foundations of modern computing were laid by specific people under specific constraints, and those decisions echo through everything built since. The AI model race, the lovable funding, and the HTML over WebSockets debate are, in this framing, arguments about what the foundations of the next era of software development should look like, questions without settled answers.